KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit for a little while and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Tiffany Cho. Welcome, Tiffany.
Hi.
You're at the U of A. What do you do there?
I'm currently in the lab of Dr. Haijun Kai, and we are looking at neural circuitry underlying feeding and anxiety.
You mean like stress eating?
Yes. So,
okay.
You know, when people are stressed, they tend to eat more or eat less. We are looking at what happens in the central brain.
What kinds of things are you looking at?
We're looking at how all the brain regions interact with each other in order to bring about feeding anxiety. And that brings into context everything that weighs into how we feel about eating. I'm looking particularly at a peptide that's released in your gut.
What is this peptide?
This peptide is called cholecystokinin, also called CCK. When we eat, CCK is released in our small intestine, and that signals for the digestion of fats, and that also sends a signal from our gut into our brain. So there's a really complex conversation that happens between our gut and our brain, and that happens just through chemicals. There are so many factors that play into whether we want to eat or not, depending on how anxious we are and whether this peptide is released or whether some other peptide is released. We want to see what regions in your brain talk to each other.
Do some regions have more clout?
Exactly. So some parts of your brain are going to weigh more into how we're going to behave. So we're kind of taking all of those and generating a map of what brain regions are activated and how each brain region plays into how we behave.
How are you studying this?
We use a lot of different methods. One of the ones that I use is immunohistochemistry. We tag these markers for neural activity in the brain. And so we get tissues from mice that have had this neuropeptide injected into them. And we see what brain regions light up from the fluorescence that marks these particular proteins. And so we look at how much of these proteins are expressed throughout the brain, and then we can manipulate them further with optogenetics and pharmacogenetics.
How do you manipulate with optogenetics?
So optogenetics uses light to stimulate neurons. Then we can express this particular virus into a subset of cells and then manipulate these channels using light. So we cause neurons to activate or inactivate using lasers.
That's pretty high tech.
Yeah.
What kind of information do you get from these manipulations?
Because CCK reduces feeding, we see their anxious state also influences how CCK acts. Because we expect a mouse, when they're fasted, to be hungry and to eat, right? But after injecting CCK, they tend to eat less. Well, I'm going to look at how anxiety also plays a factor into that and whether they eat more or eat less, depending on whether CCK is injected and when they're in their anxious state.
Anxiety is everywhere.
Exactly. Especially in this high stress world where everything's go, go, go.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm going to take a gap year and hopefully grow up and gather my bearings and also apply to medical school during that time. Also graduate school as well. We'll see where.
I think gap year stands for what? Grow and ponder.
Yeah.
You're going to travel during your gap year?
Yeah. I'm hoping to go to Malaysia sometime next summer. So.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do. My go-to is always Kishibashi. That's kind of artist that kind of defines a lot of my music taste. But I also have been listening to Miniature Tigers. They're a small indie band, but they have really cute, funny songs.
I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, I recommend Like or Like Like.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thanks for having me.